I got my body and my mind on the same page, and honey, now happiness is all the rage. I got my body and my mind on the same page, and honey, now happiness is all the rage.
Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast DFS show for Tuesday, November 3rd. We're going to be going over the seven games for Tuesday night's lineup and giving you the value picks over on DraftKings. I'm Kyle McEwen. You can find me on Twitter at RotoKyleNBA. Our theme music is The Happiness Is All the Rage by The Promise Ring. You can find their music on jadetree.com. All right, if you listen to this on iTunes or any of your other favorite podcast app, please rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. That helps us out a lot in the ratings, helps us get sponsors and all that kind of stuff. So big help. Really appreciate it, guys. Only got a few minutes available here this afternoon or this morning, so let's get into it and start looking at these seven games on DraftKings. You've got Chicago versus Charlotte. The only major injury issue there seems to be Cody Zeller dealing with dehydration or some kind of illness that's caused him to lose several pounds over the last random period. I don't know why I was about to give a timeline there. They never said that in the report. Anyways, Cody Zeller's unexpectedly lost 10 pounds. Now they're trying to figure out what's wrong with him. Sounds a little scary. Hopefully he's okay. Atlanta versus Miami, Tabo Cephalosha is supposed to be sitting out this game. Kyle Korver is probable, but you want to maybe keep an eye on it. On the Miami side of things, no big injury issues there, really. Amari Stoudemire gets talked about every day, but who cares? He's not really going to be a big part of the rotation there anyways. From the Indiana-Detroit game, nothing really to worry about there. Of course, Joni Meeks is out, so you're not using him. Orlando and New Orleans. New Orleans has like 82 injuries, so really the biggest issue there is depending on how many minutes Drew Holiday plays, that's whether or not you get value out of guys like Tony Douglas or Ish Smith. But other than that, same thing with all the guys sitting out in the front court. Omer Asik is questionable for Tuesday's game. He's probably not going to play, so you're looking at maybe some more minutes for Ryan Anderson. But Orlando, they've got that kind of hybrid, biggish, smallish lineup with Tobias Harris at power forward. So we'll see how New Orleans attacks that. I would expect Ryan Anderson to get some big minutes. Toronto and Dallas, you're not really seeing too many injuries there other than the whole Chandler Parsons and Wesley Matthews stuff, where if they don't play, because I believe Dallas played on Monday. You should probably check the schedule more thoroughly, Kyle. But no, you've got Chandler Parsons and Wes Matthews. You always got to keep an eye out for those guys on second game of back-to-backs right now with the Mavericks playing the Raptors tonight after playing. Oh, they did not play on Monday. See how good my memory is right now? That is great. So cool. So Chandler Parsons should be playing in his second game. He's limited to just 10 to 12 minutes right now, though. The Mavericks last played on Sunday against the Los Angeles Lakers. So you're not going to use Chandler Parsons. He's still way too high on DraftKings. I think he's like a $6,000 player. He's only going to play 10 to 12 minutes, so avoid him there. From the Memphis and Sacramento game, you got DeMarcus Cousins out. So probably going to see a starting front court of Kostas Koufos and Willie Cauley-Stein. Cauley-Stein's an interesting play. I don't like Koufos' ceiling. So, and then maybe you're going to look at Rudy Gay getting bigger minutes with DeMarcus out. Or who knows, maybe Rondo gets better production with DeMarcus out. So we're going to talk about that as we go through the value plays. And then Denver and Los Angeles Lakers. The biggest injury issues there is in the Denver front court. You got a couple of guys who've been dealing with back issues. For Tuesday's game, it's Joffrey Laverne and Nikola Jokic who are dealing with back stuff. For Denver Nuggets last game, Kenneth Faried was dealing with a back issue too. So really it's kind of, if you want to take advantage of the Denver front court situation, you pretty much have to wait until all the injury news comes out today. And then whoever's playing, if the other guys are sitting out, maybe you go with the guy who's actually going to be in the lineup and looking to get some minutes. But even in those situations, say Kenneth Faried sits out, say Nikola Jokic sits out, and then they're just thin in the front court, but Joffrey Laverne is playing. Laverne left the last game with back issues. So if Laverne plays, there's still a possibility that he's going to leave in the middle of the game and give you less value, or just not the value that you had hoped for. So let's get into this really quick, kind of look position by position, what guys we could maybe take as value plays on DraftKings for Tuesday night slate. There's, as we talked about the last couple of days, there's like no minimum salary guys anymore. With games going, the prices have all like kind of leveled out or adjusted to the market. So point guard, there's no $3,000 bottom feeder guys that you can use. But J.J. Barea at 3,600, Tony Douglas at 33, depending on whether or not you want to take a risk. If Drew Holiday's playing, I'm not using Tony Douglas probably. I'm not using Ish Smith. And since Tony Douglas was signed by the New Orleans Pelicans a game ago, we saw him play more minutes than Ish Smith. Ish Smith was irrelevant last game. Tony Douglas was good. But I also believe that that game was against, I'm going to double check this right now. I also believe that game was against Golden State, and Tony Douglas used to be on Golden State. So that's maybe why he played 23 minutes in that last game, put up a good 27 DraftKings points in that game. I really think that's kind of what happened there. Unless you know, the coach in New Orleans, I can't think of his name for right now for the life of me, Elvin Gentry, he's just more comfortable with Douglas than he is with Ish Smith. But I know that's going to be confusing for a lot of us because Ish Smith had such good games in limited minutes filling in there after he was signed by New Orleans, so, or picked up off waivers. So something to consider there. All right, other guys. So Jameer Nelson at 3,700 is another good option. He's been getting good minutes off the bench for the Denver Nuggets. And that's, if he's going to play, he's playing against Los Angeles Lakers. They use Lou Williams a lot off the bench. A lot of times you'll see coaches kind of play to the other team's rotation. And if the Lakers are playing a guy a lot of minutes off the bench at point guard, you could see Jameer Nelson continue to get 25 minutes per game. And at just a $3,700 salary, if he's putting up about 20 points a game, you're getting value there. So something against a guy to consider using there if you're looking for a cheap guy at point guard. As far as the high salaried point guards go, you're intrigued by Elfrid Payton because he's had a couple down games and he's just 6,200. You're intrigued by Emmanuel Mudiay because Byron Scott was saying that Mudiay doesn't make good decisions, and you know that there's that you know that blackboard or whiteboard fodder from Emmanuel Mudiay to eat up against the Lakers, and maybe he'll be motivated to kind of to put them down. D'Angelo Russell, he's struggled so far, but at just 4,700, you know that if he goes out and has a great passing night and maybe against this Denver team playing against another rookie, maybe D'Angelo Russell plays a little bit harder or plays a little bit more effectively. So some guys to think about using there. Rajon Rondo with DeMarcus Cousins out. Rondo's just 6,000. Rondo had a heck of a game in the Kings' last game. They were playing against the Clippers. He played 33 minutes, put up 21 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals for 43 DraftKings points. Rondo's had back-to-back really good DraftKings games, really good games, period. And the last time against the Lakers on October 30th, he played just 24 minutes, but put up 37 DraftKings points. So intriguing play there in Rajon Rondo. All right, looking at shooting guard, some guys who you could get under 5,000 who are decent value plays: Gary Harris, 3,300, Terrence Ross, 3,300, Will Barton at 4,000, CJ Miles at 42. Kent Bazemore at 42, and then Evan Fournier at 4,300. Evan Fournier is probably the highest upside guy there, but Kent Bazemore's had a couple of really good games for Atlanta once he found his groove. And then if they're going to have Tabo Cephalosha out, you hope that that gives him even more buffer zone to play through any kind of foibles that he might have on the court. Terrence Ross, he's just been getting consistent minutes and consistent production off the bench. Gary Harris, you don't like the production you've gotten so far, but he's been giving you good minutes, and you like that he's matching up against the Lakers, who suck at most things. Will Barton, I don't trust it necessarily, but he's been getting decent minutes, and he's been putting up decent production. So those guys are all like good, cheaper plays that you can fit into your lineups if you're using more high-salaried guys and need someone to fill in. The only minimum salary $3,000 player I have recommended for today as a possibility to use is at the small forward position, and that's Luke Babbitt, a of the New Orleans Pelicans. He played 30 minutes in his season debut in his last game. Didn't put up the greatest stat line, but if he's going to be used a lot, if he's going to get a lot of minutes, Luke Babbitt fits well on that Pelicans team because he's a, I believe he's like 6'8". He's got good length. He can shoot well from beyond the arc. Just fits well on that team with Anthony Davis and with Ryan Anderson and the squad there, especially with them dealing with injuries to guys like Kendrick Perkins, Omer Asik, and so on and so forth. People under $5,000 at the small forward position that you can consider using, Justice Winslow at $3,500, Omri Caspi at $3,900. I like Caspi to possibly pick up some extra minutes to play extended shifts off the bench for the Kings. So he's an intriguing play there. Stanley Johnson, I believe, scored 25 points against the Pacers in the preseason. So I'm pointing him out at 4,000. But I think everybody that listens to any of the DFB podcasts, you know I'm a Pistons fan and I'm obsessed. So I've always got my eyes on them. And I gave you a reason in that he scored 25 points in a preseason game. But I don't really trust that that's indicative of what we should expect. It's just a, hey, he played well against this team before, so he might have some confidence coming into this game. Aaron Gordon at 4,400. I don't think he's getting enough minutes to be relied upon right now, but if you got 4,400 sitting there and you're like, at least I know somebody who's going to come in and get close to the value that he has at that cost, Aaron Gordon might be a good play for you there at small forward. Moving up to the power forwards, this is a very thin position, especially for value plays at all. Dwight Powell at 3,400 is somebody who's getting about 20 minutes a game, and he's putting up about 20 DraftKings points a game. So that's why you would use him. It's kind of similar to the reason you'd use Aaron Gordon. It's consistent production at his price. Marvin Williams at 4,500. The only reason I don't think this whole Marvin Williams actually playing good thing that's happened the last three games is going to last, but if Cody Zeller has to sit out with this dehydration, with the sudden weight loss, then Marvin Williams is going to be asked to, it's just going to, you're going to have more confidence that he's going to get the minutes needed to have an opportunity to put up the production he has put up over the last few games for one more game. You can tell I'm pretty tepid on Marvin Williams. And at the center position, no minimum salary guys, but under $5,000 guys to consider. Nikola Jokic at 3,100, Joffrey LaVerne at 4,500. You're considering those guys if like LaVerne, I'm only using this cat. If he comes out and says, I feel good, Fareed's not playing, Jokic aren't playing, that's the way I'd take a risk on a Joffrey LaVerne. He's like, these guys that are dealing with injuries, I'm not going to, if you can get a guy who's coming into a game healthy, why would you put a guy who's coming into your game not healthy? The only reason you do that is to try to take advantage of the player-owned statistic. Okay, if Joffrey LaVerne is a guy who everybody's going to be avoiding because of his back injury, well, maybe there's a situation where you could use him and he becomes the one guy who's like that catalyst for you. I don't know that that's going to happen at $4,500 because realistically, if for Joffrey LaVerne at $4,500 to do that for you, he'd have to come out and get more than the like 20 minutes a game that he's playing right now, most likely. We'd have to see a Fareed and Jokic probably sit out for LaVerne to be a good pick, but I just wanted to give you that situation to have something to talk about. Costa Koufos at 3,700. Willie Cauley-Stein at 4,000. And Jan Mahinmi at 4,100. All guys to consider using. You know, I think a lot of people are going to throw Willie Cauley-Stein into their lineups at 4 grand because DeMarcus Cousins is out the next two games. It just feels like a situation where you know you're going to be let down, though. You like the opportunity with the starters sitting out with the extra minutes available to Cauley-Stein there, but he's a rookie playing in like his fourth game. So what can you really expect from him essentially? But he's put up 20 DraftKings points, at least in the last two games, I believe. So he's looking like a decent value there at 4 grand. That's pretty much all I got for you today, guys. I got to get headed off to work, but thank you so much for listening. I hope this was some help, even though it was a shorter podcast today. I'm Kyle McEwen from the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at RotoKyleNBA. Our theme music is Happiness is All the Rage by The Promise Ring. Find their music at JadeTree.com. And please, 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 please rate and review and subscribe to us on iTunes and all those other places if you haven't done it yet. it really super does help us. And I'll stop being a dork and just say good luck tonight, everybody. I love you. And Mark and I will see you tonight for our other podcast. Bye-bye.
I got my body and my mind on the same page. And honey, now happiness is all the rage. I got my body and my mind on the same page. And honey, now happiness is all the rage.